back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live from Eddie George's on High Street here in Columbus, where the Browns will have the Orange and Brown scrimmage tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern. Doors open at 4:30. Get there early. That's what we've been told by everybody involved. Kevin Griffin saying, tell the people out there to get here early. So that's what we're going to do. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here in Matt's old stomping grounds. You can see Browns gear everywhere as Browns fans emanating from Columbus, descending on Columbus. Everybody getting ready for today's Orange and Brown scrimmage. 216-578-0850. That's the way to call us and get on board here. Or you can tweet the show at Nathan Zagura, at Matt Wilhelm 35, at Browns underscore daily. Are you going to get back into the Twitter game?
I don't know yet. It's almost game time. It's coming.
It's coming. Regular season, maybe?
Yeah, maybe by the third preseason game when it actually sort of matters.
Oh, okay.
When you kind of get a look at what we're really going to be.
We'll see.
Might be.
All right.
I'm a great follow for in-game banter.
For in-game. Okay, so there it is, folks. He's saying the Matt Wilhelm 35 Twitter.
So follow now.
Well, follow now and be rewarded later.
And it's just the calm before the storm.
Yes, indeed. All right, we got Jason Gibbs live on site with us as well. Gibbs, you got some tweets for us?
I do, guys. Some questions going into tonight's scrimmage from Janko. What is the format of the scrimmage? Orange and Brown separate teams? Is it O versus D? What can we be looking for tonight?
I believe the first half hour, 40 minutes is going to look like just like it does in Berea. It's going to be the warm-up. It's going to be the individual and maybe some offense and defense kind of like on separate ends of the field as if they were technically opponents. And then as far as I understand, and Nathan, correct me if I'm wrong, it's going to be ones versus ones, twos versus twos, threes versus threes. How that setting's going to be, if it's going to be a one series, then a two series, then a one series, then a one, two, three, that sequence, I don't necessarily know, but I think we're going to get a lot of ones-on-ones.
Yep.
But the one thing we do know as of yesterday with Mike Pettine speaking about it and Johnny Manziel talking about it is the fact that Johnny Manziel will get reps with the ones, which doesn't necessarily, to me, which a lot of people speculate in some of the radio shows that I listen to on my drive down here, were that he's out there and is able to potentially earn this starting spot. What I really think it is, it's a true 1-2 situation. They want to see what they're getting out of Johnny Manziel, and I believe that they're putting and treating Josh McCown almost on that pitch count that I talked about as we open, and just want they want to see 20 snaps of him as quarterback.
Right, and they want to make sure that he's getting protected because he is the starter. There's going to be some live tackling in this game. They're going to get after a little bit. So Johnny Manziel right now is the number two, and I think what he's done is I know there were questions out there early. Was he competing for the number two job? He is the number two.
He is the number two.
Josh McCown is the starter. But the good news is he's progressing nicely, and I think what we saw from him the last couple of days gives you a lot of confidence that hopefully he can continue down that track and become the guy that you drafted last year, 22nd overall in the first round. Let's go to the phone lines now on Cleveland Browns Daily Driven by Liberty Ford. We got our guy Johnny B in Pittsburgh. Johnny B.
How's it going, guys?
Good, brother.
Man. How are you doing?
Well, here's how I'm doing. My second cousin invented the hybrid tight end, Ted Kwolek, as an award after him. And as I've been saying all along since February, we will be a playoff team. But not only that, Josh McCown will resurrect his career. And it's obvious, by the way, training camps be starting, he's going to do that. But also, Danny Shelton, this team, you heard it here first, 10-6, they're going to win the division. They'll be in the playoffs. And Josh McCown is going to drop bombs. Have a great weekend.
Johnny B. And I think it's a great point, great optimism. And what's so funny is I was listening to Johnny B., and you look up here at Eddie George's, here on High Street, and you look at a guy like Alex Smith. Now, last year, no touchdown passes to a wide receiver, as we very well know, because Dwayne Bowe is now with Cleveland Brown.
Yes.
But if you recall, when Andy Reid first came in, the efficiency, the quarterback rating, the leadership, getting them in and out of huddle, getting them lined up, and their ability to go from a really bad football team to a really good football team in 1 year, I think, as we see it and what we see each and every day out of the practice field, that Josh McCown could have that type of year where it's not Pro Bowl type of season. It's not, you know, franchise quarterback type of year, but just solid enough, just efficient enough, and doesn't make those silly mistakes so that you can lean on your run game and lean on your defense more frequently.
That's
in these
what
games.
You're going to do. Take care of the football. Be smart. Alex Smith had the also, he may not have thrown a touchdown to receiver, but he had that, remember that interceptable passes?
Yes.
Stat we looked at, he was the best in terms of that because he was very safe with the football. Josh McCown needs to be safe
with the
football
and 7.
As well.
You know, not a significant drop-off, second in their division at 9-7.
And that was, you know, listen, a couple of years ago, they were the first. They won their division. They went in there. They had one of the best records in football. So, they're still second in their division because the Denver even had a better record.
Correct.
But I think they were good.
And a year before that, they selected number one overall.
That's right.
Guys, some more questions on Twitter here from Jay Webbs. When is the first cut date? How many guys get let go?
I know the roster goes from 90 to 75 is the first move, so it'll be 15 guys that come down. Is that after the second preseason
game? I think it is after the second preseason game.
Yes. I will look that up. We will
it's
give you that definitive
cut,
answer.
Though.
No, it's down to – it goes from 90 to 75.
Yeah.
And that in most cases, for every National Football League team, is probably the easiest cut because that's very evident after 3 weeks of camp, 2 preseason games, injuries included. Who can make an NFL roster, who's fighting for that opportunity, and who's not?
Yes, we got a question now from our guy, Ro through Cleveland. He says, how's Rob Housler been doing? Is Gary Barnage ahead of him as of now, or a rookie coming out of nowhere?
Good question. Rob Housler, to me, is still grasping this system. Rob Housler, to me, is not yet comparable to Cameron Jordan. Jordan Cameron, which one was it?
I believe it was Jordan Cameron.
That's right, exactly. Thank you. Just teasing. Not yet at that level. And I think, as I've mentioned time and time again, it's by committee. Right now, if I personally had to pick a starter at tight end, it would be Gary Barnage because of how his ability to always get open, his ability to make every catch, as you talk about all the time, Nathan, his targets, and he has not dropped one, 41 attempts, has not dropped one of his targets in the National Football League game, which is great. So he's very reliable, but not a game breaker. You know, Housler, I think, can be used an accessory in this offense a lot of the way Duke Johnson is. You want to scheme him open, but more so than anything, you want him to be a threat so that other players can make plays off of him as well.
So here we go. September the 1st, prior to 4 p.m. New York time, clubs must reduce their rosters to a maximum of 75 players. Then by September 5th, you get down to 53 players.
So it's through the third preseason game.
Through the third preseason game. 75 after September 1st, and then, as I said, 53 September 5th.
Which, guys, is very tough because, as we very well know, and I just talked about, you know, week 3 we're going to Tampa. I would think the starters are going to get a half at minimum, if not maybe even the first series or two of the second half. So that bottom, I don't want to say bottom of the barrel, but that bottom 20% of the roster fighting to make this football team are going to have a limited opportunity. So this scrimmage, the Rochester practices, the 2 preseason games prior to that third, the 2 home preseason games are going to be huge along with their performances on the practice field to make this football team.
It certainly will, and there are going to be the guys that make it through that first wave who are going to have that fourth preseason game as an opportunity to show what they can do, and we know how that worked out for a guy like Isaiah Crowell last year. Maybe was on the bubble. I don't know that he should have been on the bubble, but was on the bubble. So that cut happens on the first. The last and final preseason game is against the Chicago Bears in Chicago on the 3rd, and then by the 5th, you get down to 53 guys. So that's the sequence of events there in terms of shaping this roster for the final 53 here around the National Football League. All right, 216-578-0850. When we come back, we'll get some more phone calls, some more tweets. Matt and I will tell you the top 3 things we are each looking forward to seeing here in the Orange and Brown scrimmage tonight against 6 p.m. We're live at Eddie George's in Columbus. Come out and see us. They got great food here, the sweet potato fries. My goodness, were they delicious. We got all that and more coming up. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.